So next up we have Soba and On Shenandoah.
I think on Shenandoah and on a Shoken, on Auld Lang Syne and Carrickfergus. If I'd the mind, I'd write another 1,000 hymns and
So this is an achingly lovely song about loss and about grief, and it comes with all of Soba's trademark production brilliance. It sounds amazing. Again, a song that could be just put on the radio tomorrow. What was interesting about this song, and I'll try not to tell tales out of school, was the North American / rest of the world split in the rankings, where those with familiarity with the oeuvre, with kind of traditional folk songs, ranked it fairly low and felt it had a lot of similarities to the source material, to the song O Shenandoah, whereas myself and Vehicles of Beware, Phil, had no great issue with it because we weren't familiar with the original source material. Both of us had gone away, and again, it comes back to the homework you have to do. I'd gone away and listened to a couple of examples of O Shenandoah. Did I think that sounded similar? Because Soba had said in his bio, and I don't want to misquote him, so I will just quickly flick to that. So the bio of the song says, "This clearly references the chordal and melodic structure of Shenandoah with enough variation to make it its own piece." That to me sounded a little defensive. It sounded like he felt himself that it might have had accusations of being a little too similar. So I went away and listened to a couple of versions. And to my ear, I don't think it sounded that similar to the versions I listened to. What I also noticed was the two versions I listened to didn't sound that similar to each other. So I wonder whether this is just a case of these archetypal folk songs that have been around for a while just getting reinterpreted and interpreted in different ways, such that there is no kind of formal fixed way of playing them. But the fact that the two North American judges that perhaps had a little more familiarity, and both of them mentioned the familiarity with the original piece and the fact they felt it was quite similar and they ranked it quite low, it was noted in the judges' channel that there was that interesting split between North America and the rest of the world.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard the original either, and so while it had a familiar ring to it, you know, it didn't seem super derivative. I thought it's that genre, it's that style of bluegrass, and that maybe if you're more familiar with the style, that you'd be put off by its similarities, but I didn't have that problem. I really liked just how powerful the backing vocals were when they came in, and they kind of lifted the melody in a way that reminded me of like a hymn, or, you know, I don't think this song would be out of place in a place of worship where there were mourners. I feel like the best compliment I can give to this song is that it actually managed to stir within me some feelings of sadness or reverence, which is not easy to do. I think accurately conveying an emotion that you're aiming for in music is difficult, and most songs can't do it or just don't get there. So this song is remarkable in that I think he was able to convey those feelings of sadness and loss in song. And I think that was the most impressive thing about the song. I mean, we can always talk about Soba's excellent production and the sounds. Like, I think there's a penny whistle at various points in this, which always reminds me of the Pogues, which I very much enjoy. Anyway, I like this song a lot. I'm not sure, like, I have the emotional bandwidth to listen to it a lot, but it's very good.
Achingly lovely and radio ready. It's Soba's typically excellent performance and production. I think that when we're talking about the familiarness of the song, how it seems sort of familiar, I think that is equivalent to traditional. You know, we hear this and I think it sounds quite like a traditional composition. And also, I thought it was really sleepy to the point of being dull. It just didn't hit me very hard at all. And I think that I'm going to lay some of that on how it sounds very traditional. It sounds like a lot of other songs. And if you're looking for traditional music, then this is excellent that way. Again, excellent performance, excellent production, and also not what I'm looking for when I'm looking to listen to music.
The chorus harmonies were delightful. They're so enveloping and warm. I like this song a lot. Polarizing, though, I think is fair to say.
Yeah.
Odd to have such a sleepy song be so polarizing. Maybe sleepy is not
I
fair, though. Who knows?